Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. Our next guest is a 10-year veteran in the NBA. He was the NBA's all-rookie first team back in 2001 after being a first-round pick, number 3 overall, of the Los Angeles Clippers. Joining us here on the show as All-Star Weekend continues is Darius Miles. Darius, thanks so much for doing this. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us. And, you know, we saw in the Futures game, Ja Morant throw to Zion with the alley-oop. Do you get excited watching these guys play?
You know, it was crazy. I didn't get a chance. I watched the highlights, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was still icing up on the celebrity game. I was cold to it.
Absolutely, no doubt. But during the season, I want to know, do you enjoy watching them play the last couple of months because they've been so exciting? Have you found yourself watching these guys?
Oh, yeah, them two are my favorite players, two of my new the new young generation that's coming up. Seen the highlights yesterday, and they look amazing. Remind me of times when we was playing. So I'm definitely rooting for them young guys.
Ja Morant's been one of the most exciting young players of the game. What do you enjoy most about his style of play?
I'm more into his mentality, the way he plays the game. No matter who it is, he's trying to play hard, earn his respect, and trying to win a game.
Darius Miles, our guest here on the DA Show. Zion's combination, athleticism, size, just amazing. What do you look at when you're watching his game up close?
Just his power. I feel like he got a lot more in him, but I love his power. I feel like he got a lot more moves. He just haven't showed the world yet. But once he kind of sink his foot in this game, I think he's going to be all right. It's crazy for him to be so young, and it seems like he's almost the most powerful dude in the NBA right now.
No doubt. And how about from high school to just 1 year of college directly to the NBA? You know that type of process and that quick assimilation. How hard can this be? How hard could this be for Zion right now?
I think he's on the perfect team because they got a mixture of young. He got mostly young guys. A few veterans, most of their veterans are even young guys. And I think that's cool for a younger guy because he can relate to them. He still can be goofy, have fun, and, you know, be a little bit more immature. So when you got that around me, you know, and then you have them veteran guys that, you know, it'll probably been a different story. But I'm glad he's on a young team. He got a players coach and average Gentry. And just to be there with Lonzo Ball and Ingram and a veteran like Holiday, I think it's a blessing for him.
You know, when you were young, you succeeded right away in the NBA. Was it more fun to be that young and to do that, or was it more pressure?
Both. Both. It was definitely pressure. Not only you want to represent you and the name that's on your back, you want to represent the name that's on the front, too. And it's just a lot of pressure. Me going to L.A., it's like them Lakers, they won the first title when I first got drafted, and you know, you coming behind them, you definitely want to earn your respect and try to play as hard as possible.
Darius Miles, our guest here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, you were in L.A. drafted by the Clippers when you began your career. You saw Kobe Bryant at his absolute apex in the middle of that first three-peat with Shaq, et cetera. You know, when you were able to see Kobe up close in that city, I know I'm sure it had an impact on you. What was it like the last couple of weeks within the NBA community after the passing of Kobe?
Man, it's a sad damn time. You know, you don't picture life without Kobe. You can't believe life is still going on without him here. But I think one thing that it probably did, and I think it brings us closer. to bring us closer to each other. You know, we see our NBA brothers, and, you know, we see them and we give them a hug and just, you know, have a good conversation with them. I think his death brought a lot of NBA players, even players that don't even really know each other, even closer.
That's interesting. Is Kobe's legacy going to be that he brought a lot of guys together within that NBA community?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it really put a lot of stuff in perspective, you know. And then, you know, sometimes you don't tell your brother or old teammate or you know, anything that you don't love them and, you know, just checking on them. But I think that brought out everything because, you know, life is short. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, when you get a chance to see your NBA brother or something, you know, give him a hug, ask how his family doing. And, you know, it won't take two seconds to do that.
So how's the experience been all around All-Star Weekend?
Oh, man, it's amazing. Like, the NBA always take care of us. You know, they a first class. Like, they first class. They always look out for us. And, you know, it was just fun to be with the celebrities, just be back in that environment, All-Star environment, because, you know, and asking us to go to too many more All-Star games, but it was definitely an honor and a pleasure to even get the opportunity to play in the celebrity game.
Darius Miles joining us. You got trading cards that you're signing, memorabilia, for the Panini All-Star MVP event, which is so cool. You can go to iCollectPanini.com. It's All-Star Weekend. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. The event is dope. You know, Panini always takes us too. I did my first one last year in Charlotte, and I'm excited about this one.
Is there a car that you've signed maybe that you're like, wow, that is awesome? Anything that you've signed that you've got really excited about with Panini?
I just signed these like pictures, and they had like some background effects, and it was real dope. I liked it. And it was me in my Portland jersey. Most of them, they'd be having Clipper jerseys on, but for it to be me in my Portland jersey, I thought it was even dope.
Very cool. That is Darius Miles joining us here on the show. Thanks, Darius. It's iCollectPanini.com. For more information, Darius Miles joining us from All-Star Weekend.
All right. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.